What's up, man? Monday, 6 a.m. It's like 6:16 now. I already kind of recorded this once and redid it because I got all babble on you. Just babble. Not too much going on, you know. Started to write the business plan for the brand that we are launching. It has to do with pretty much uplifting of the plant, baby, right? There's enough people out there already pushing for legalization of marijuana. And don't get me wrong, I don't want it to be legalized just because I'm a fan of it. I want it to be legalized so that way it opens up the doors for hemp, right? Why do I care about hemp? Because I'm a freaking environmentalist type of guy. Even when I was a kid, before I got ganked down by bad thoughts of alcoholism, you know, I went to tech school for, marine biology, you know, certain things that I got yanked out of because, unfortunately, I didn't have a parent at home telling me how smart I was. I had a parent telling me how stupid I was and dumb I was, so I never saw myself high enough to do that stuff, but I know damn well I would have rocked the shit out of it now I know who I am. But yeah, I'm an environmental guy. I'm the guy who sits there and contemplate where the hell all the trash is going when I know how much trash I throw away a week, and then I times that by, oh shit, like a billion people, you know? Like, where's all that garbage going? A billion freaking people. So I'm the guy who sits there and thinks about devices that can take plastic bottles and melt them down and turn them into fucking I-beams, or 2x4s, or building material that will never rot, right? Why are we not doing that? Oh, I don't know, Kaiser, you're really, really smart. We're not doing it because of the scam. That's all I can tell you, is you're being scammed. Higher powers at large here, right? Look at the friggin' Rockefellers. You don't think they don't create or control everything that's going on? Like, come on, people. They have trillions and trillions of dollars. When are you going to learn that the dollar wins? Everything else, what if everything you think is reality was BS? What if every war was staged? What if every world leader knew exactly what they were doing and they were just letting all of us little fleas run their little game, right? Let's say Pearl Harbor was planned, we knew it was happening, and we knew the steps after that. We knew that we had to drop an F and A bomb to get complete control over the world back then because we wanted to create fear. We wanted everybody to live in fear that you had to fall in line with your government because they are going to protect you from catastrophic shit, right? They ain't protecting us from nothing. I'll tell you something. Protecting us. There's nuclear waste leaking into the effing ocean as I speak. And y'all are typing or taking pictures of food and putting it on the friggin' internet. You know, millions and millions and millions of people wasting their damn time staring at a screen, texting some dumb crap when we could all band together and make a difference on this planet, right? It blows my mind. Social media is such a damn waste. Such a beautiful tool that can bring masses together, but is absolutely used to just create a waste of effing time. Right? Just such a waste of time. So anyway, back to the tree, right? Hemp. Keep in mind, right? Marijuana is a weed. What do weeds do, right? They fucking grow uncontrollably. So what I'm telling you is if you had 1,000 freaking weed seeds, you could probably go out in the right climate and flick them into the fucking woods and have a bunch of weed grow. Sorry about cursing, but this shit aggravates me. Now, since, you know, Rockefellers and shit like that are got their little dirty ass hands in paper, we continue to cut down friggin' trees. Hey, wake up, people. You forget trees give you air. You keep cutting down trees and building buildings that don't supply you air. What the hell do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen to the quality of life on this planet? What do you think is already beginning to happen? Why do you think everybody is so damn dumbed down nowadays? Right? Jesus, why do you think everybody I listen to content-wise will tell you to deep, to breathe deep? do breathing exercises. Why? Because you're not getting enough oxygen, because unfortunately our climate is nowhere near the way it used to be, and things are changing quickly. So make weed legal, the THC side of it, that brings hemp, which I want to be at the front of it. And I want to get into the textiles business, right? I want to start growing hemp, transferring hemp, and the things it needs to be transferred into. Tool paper, paper towels, construction material, freaking glues, clothes, you name it. Hemp can freaking make it. Why are not more Americans coming together screaming their freaking heads off at the government? Are you scared? Is it because prohibition's been going on for so long? Listen, are you trying to tell me a bunch of friggin' yuppies in suits have a louder voice than us? They can be heard. They can be heard louder than us right now when there's a platform like social media to work with. That the advertising rates are so friggin' cheap that $100 would give you a voice in ads. You created a video shouting about what kind of bullshit of a society we're living in where alcohol comes in 1,000 different flavors, shapes, and sizes, kills millions and millions of people, yet a plant that's never harmed a soul that cures cancer, that can create more textiles than any damn thing on this planet, is illegal, and y'all are still okay with that. Like, what the? You know, when I was going through my awakening, ooh, that's out. That's a nice house. That's my future house. And I say that with confidence. And it was a big ass beach house. So, but honestly, really, really, really just dig deep in your head when I started asking myself the serious questions in my awakening process. I started finding myself, and I was even asking people who I didn't really know at Hendrix the same shit. And I was wondering why they were looking at me like I was crazy, because I thought I was making total freaking perfect sense. But I started asking myself, what's the point of all this, right? What's the point of having feelings, having this, having that, if at all, always, and keep in mind, it's coming from a guy who, my work ethic and my brain and the way I put business stuff together, I should be well ahead, but I was being poisoned by society. I had an alcohol problem, you know, and even though it wasn't a, I had a drink every day because I was shaking my face off, I was a social alcoholic. I like to have fun, you know. I like to have a lot of fun. The problem with alcohol is, though, it might be a little fun, but the aftermath of emotions that that chemical brings to you is just straight depression, anxiety, fear. It's everything that keeps you exactly where you're at. And I keep preaching the shit out of this because I want people to fall in line. My life began to change when I pretty much gave my life back to myself, right? I decided to love myself. I decided to not drink anymore. I decided not to smoke cigarettes anymore. I decided to start clean up the lake, right? I decided to get out in nature. And I decided to have a friggin' voice and stand for something in my life. That's where the Dab Project got created. Through my awakening, I want to stand for something. When I say this stuff to Carla, like I get that over emotion and joy of when I talk about this stuff, because I know it's going to happen. I know that I am going to be nationally known for the guy who went against alcohol, for the guy who, you know, got donations to run TV commercials to slander alcohol, right? To put it on the lower pedestal where it belongs. And that's the brand I'm coming out with. The brand I'm coming out with straight up attacks alcohol. Straight up just shows people what the hell you've been falling for decades upon decades upon decades. You know, more and more Americans now, when it comes to a ballot, agree it should be legal. It's only illegal, people. And I know nobody wants to hear this, but it's legal because it helps you. Helps you in each and every friggin' way of your life. And it's such a damn shame that they're trying to keep it down, but not for much longer. Things are changing, things are happening, and it's not slowing down at all. And I'm getting from it. That's what my brand is about. And keep in mind, I bought this URL for this brand over 2 years ago, I think. I know it's been well over a year because I've already reinstated it. So it's been a while. And it's always that thing that I knew was going to be something. But I'm so patient that I just sat on it until the right person, right moment, right time, right everything presented itself. And if it turns out to be what I think it can be, I'm going to look back at these tapes and listen to them in decades and kind of giggle, because these are times in my life like, no shit, I ain't living, even though I'm going through stuff. The way I'm living my life right now is the best I have ever lived. Ever. I can be broke right now and still just not care. It's the fact the way I'm living my life. Like, the connection I have with myself, the connection I have with my kids, and just the overall connection I have with this planet right now. And that probably sounds like, what? But I just feel so connected to every damn thing. Like, it's all just going exactly the way it's supposed to go. And this next year of my life, I think it's going to be very emotional. I think I'm going to cry a lot of happy tears. I think I'm going to hug my son. I think I'm going to watch him play football. I should be sticking a positive affirmation on that. Like, I am going to watch him football. Play football, I mean, but I've already done that. I've meditated on it. So you have to understand, when you meditate and you really set an intention and you put the emotions, the feelings behind that intention, because you know what it feels like to say goodbye to that person or anything like that, don't worry about it. It falls in motion. Whether it takes a week or 3 months, it's moving, because you said it's moving. But you know, I hope more people start to wake up to what's really going on in this country. I hope you start looking at your food and start questioning, what am I putting in my body? Processed foods are poison. Beef, chicken, fish, all the same. You know, maybe if you're going to a slaughterhouse where they kill their animals very humanely, they don't know what's happening, and the animal understands that it's being sacrificed for food to... Nope, that don't work either, because the guy who raised the cattle, he's not the one eating, he's just selling it to you. So, you know, it comes down to karma. It comes down to, just think about it. There's a lot of things that are made from meat, and this is what changed it for me. When you look at your arm, could you imagine the flesh being off of it and just the meat part, right? It would probably represent any other meat that you've ever eaten. Would you eat your arm? Right? I know I would not eat my arm. I have no interest in eating my arm. And that's what changed me. You know, what also changed for me is knowing, okay, I don't want to do this one. Knowing these animals don't want to die. Do you want to die? You wake up in the morning, you go, man, I want to end up on a plate today. No, you don't say you want to end up on an effing plate today. Just like that cow don't wake up saying it wants to end up on an effing plate. Think about it. Make some changes in your life. Right? I promise you, the diet, the vegan diet, oh my God. I don't even really have to eat a lot. And I have more energy than anybody I know. And I'm serious, like, yesterday I think I might have consumed maybe 3 bananas with some peanut butter and some grapes and an apple and, you know, just healthy things. Think about this. Would you rather this planet be riddled with homes and businesses and this and that, where you have to work your ass off every single day to the point of exhaustion just to live, just to survive? Wouldn't the planet have been so much nicer if all the great things that are natural that we like to eat were just growing everywhere? And there was no you can't have this, or you can't have that. You got to pay for this, you got to pay for that. What if the world was just built on so much love that people maintained it with love? People ate it with love, right? Man, that would have been such a better world, right? We wouldn't have to worry about half of the shit we have to worry about. People would just go grab what they want to eat. They would eat it, get on with their day. They'd get on with whatever they do, whatever they create, with whoever they were. Because at the end of the day, that's all who we are. We're all very creative people, beings, whatever definition you want to give us. We create. And the world that we live in was designed for us to create. And I don't know if y'all have noticed this yet, but there's an awful lot of people on YouTube creating content, having fun, and paying all their bills for the rest of their life. So think about that at the end of the day. Why is YouTube so powerful? Why does it seem to work out for everybody who puts any content on there and sticks with it? Because they're doing what they love, right? The universe sees it. The universe allows it. The universe supports it. The universe also supports it. Things like YouTube, because unfortunately, YouTube does not create any waste. Just take content, put it up there. You're not creating trash. You're not hurting the environment. So always remember that when you're supporting businesses, really dig at them. Look into who they are. Like Hershey's, horrible company. DuPont, horrible company. Pollution, 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 right? They don't care. It's all about making money to them. They'll burn this damn planet to the ground and we can all die. That's the scary part that I don't think a lot of y'all are catching on to. The rich, 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 I'm talking super powerful rich. They got money to do whatever they want to do. I'm talking whatever they want to do. And they already know that it's all in your head. Why do you think they are where they are? They keep their thoughts where they need to be, and they just keep making that damn money. So, I don't know. Just lost my train of thought with that one. That definitely happens time and time and time during awakening. But, yeah, let's just get our heads out our ass and start living better lives. I think that's my message for Monday. You know, just start implementing the diet. You know, if there's ideas you have, bring them to the table. The only reason why things seem to always happen for me, they don't just happen. You know, I plant seeds. I set the wheel in motion. I hustle, you know. So if you want everything life has to offer, become the best version of you. Start with motivational things on YouTube and let that take you where it takes you. Get addicted to it. Listen to it. You know, I've really thought my plan was to be a motivational speaker, and I'm always up and down, and then my cards will tell me, you know, it's going to happen for you in a way that you wouldn't expect. Well, never really expected Leap Over Liquor to be the driving force into the Dad Project and into everything else, but it looks like it might work out that way. I'll keep everybody posted, as I always do. Love you. Peace out. Headed to the beach.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.